This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A proposal to require a waiting period for gun purchases in Colorado passed in a state House committee Monday. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
Many Coloradans could walk into a gun store today and leave with a firearm. A bill at the state capitol would require them to wait 3 days instead. At a committee hearing on Monday, supporters said a few extra days could be enough time for a suicidal urge to pass, saving a life. Critics argued it was an unproven infringement on gun rights. Gun shop owner Justin Green.
You are the boot of government around our necks. You are choking us out. We cannot breathe.
The Democratic bill heads next to the full House. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
A Colorado man pleaded guilty Monday to assaulting officers during the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
As part of a plea deal, Robert Gieswein pleaded guilty to two counts of using an irritant spray against Capitol police officers as they attempted to keep rioters from storming the building, and again against officers inside the building. Investigators say Gieswein belonged to the far-right 3%er militia and organized a paramilitary group near his home in Woodland Park. He'll be sentenced in June. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Ballots go out next week to voters in Denver. 17 candidates are running for mayor. Denverite's Kyle Harris says the race is wide open.
There is nobody ahead right now. The one thing that we know from all the polling is that most Denverites don't currently have a pick for mayor, so they are undecided.
Tonight, Denverite hosts a forum with seven of the candidates. It streams live on Facebook and at CPR.org. The metro area has clouds through the day and highs near 40. This is CPR News.